This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 5, written by David Zanstra. Hearing about Jesus. From Acts 2. The people were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" A ministry I work with advises us to receive God's word in five ways: by hearing, reading, studying, meditating, and memorizing. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead, God poured out His Holy Spirit with powerful signs. A huge crowd assembled in the temple courts to see what was happening. Filled with the Spirit, Peter showed great boldness. He proclaimed the truth about Jesus to the listening ears of the people there. He told them Jesus' death was according to God's plan, but that they were responsible for killing God's Son. He assured the people that Jesus was alive again and was their Messiah and Lord. Hearing Peter's powerful message that day, about 3,000 people changed from deniers to believers, and they were baptized as a sign that their sins were forgiven. What began 2,000 years ago is still going on today with similar results. Day and night across the world, God's good news is being proclaimed in person by radio, TV, internet, print media, and recordings. People are hearing and committing their lives to Christ by the thousands. Where and when do you hear God's word? Sunday in church is one of the best places to do that. Is the word changing your life? May your unfailing love come to us, Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then we can answer anyone who taunts us, for we trust in your word. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.